Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. We've got a very excited about having our good friend Holly Wade back. Holly is Director of Research and Policy Analysis at the NFIB, nfib.com. Her beautiful product, along with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, one of our favorite people on the planet, is the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, the gold standard for half a century almost, decades before Holly was born, has been for small business sentiments. And I've been proud to report on that for 20 of those almost 50 years. She's our good friend, Holly Wade. Welcome back.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me. It's great to be back with you.
Good to have you back, as always. So, good news and bad news this time, right? The numbers are not where we wanted to be. All of them, some of them are still not good. It's understandable, and some of them are doing okay. What do you think, though? I did see that the June number was up to over 100, which is the good news to start with, isn't it?
It is. Small business owners looking forward are optimistic about improved environment, improved economy as states start opening up. However, the data, our survey was conducted before the kind of postponements and some rollbacks of some of these state openings after more recent COVID spikes. But looking forward, small business owners are more optimistic than they have been. But still, you know, we still have very low levels of capital spending plans. Earnings are still low. Actual sales are still low. But they do anticipate those improving in the next few months.
Well, when the survey was going out, two or three things, positive things had happened. We were reopening, and as you say, the spiking had not really happened yet. We were, more people had gotten their PPP money, maybe even some EIDL money. We were starting to learn that the eight-week forgiveness period was going to be, and the use of the money was being liberalized, and the eight-week forgiveness period for application of the money was stretched to 24 weeks. So there was a lot of really hopeful information there in about a three-week period in June, wasn't there?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of wonderful developments for small business owners, especially those who are participating in these financial assistance programs. Expanding the PPP loan forgiveness period to 24 weeks, hugely helpful. Over 50% of borrowers are using that extra time to spend those dollars. So that's been hugely helpful for small business owners in navigating
the health crisis. And then we found out that the heat didn't kill the virus. And that's the one single negative in this process, you know, since the whole thing turned negative. The really bad news is that we were hoping the heat would kill the virus, and now we know that it likes the sun, apparently.
Yes, it has been a roller coaster for many small business owners who are more public-facing and dependent on the coronavirus being contained and low levels of outbreak. So, unfortunately, for so many small business owners, they're having to deal with this, the increase in infection rates in their area, in their state, and it's causing a lot of problems, especially those who had increased inventory and prepared for reopening or opening up more than they had been previously, and now having spent all of that money, having to rein it back and scale down operations again.
California almost went into another shutdown.
Absolutely. Folks in California, it has been devastating for so many small business owners who have spent a lot of money ramping up production or business operations, preparing for, you know, increased customers, and now having to scale back. Or
there's
going to
be a revolution. There's going to be a revolution in states like California. I mean, I have to be careful, but I've said before, and I've written this. I'm on record, Holly, as saying we won't shut this country down again for anything like this. We've learned things. We know things. We can't go through this again. And I'm really sorry to see California go into the drastic measures that they're going to. But anyway.
Yeah,
Hold on that thought,
Holly.
When we come back, folks, we're gonna merge the June report with the survey, the COVID-19 Small Business Survey. Holly alluded to a little bit ago. She gave you a couple of numbers there. We're gonna blend some of that together, and when we join you again after the break, and find out what you said about how things are going with regard to the COVID-19 shutdown after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.